Tonight brings the emotional high point of the Democratic National Convention, the speech from President Barack Obama. All week long, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham has been in North Carolina covering the convention and the Michigan delegation. Lester, as you heard, we just talked to Governor Snyder about the GOP hopes of turning Michigan to a red state. What are you hearing from Michigan delegates, and how confident are they that they can deliver Michigan again to President Obama?
I wouldn't say they're confident. I think they're optimistic. They know they have some work to do. Their biggest effort is get out the vote, because there's not yet quite the excitement that there was 4 years ago. So they're worried about that, but they think it can overcome that by just getting people to the polls.
And how are they planning to do that? What do they need to do to roll up their sleeves and keep Michigan a blue state?
Well, as I was reading the coverage from President Clinton's speech last night, I think they could probably take a few talking points from that speech and use it to persuade people. But I think the main thing is organization, encouraging people to not think that Obama has this sealed up. Don't take the win for granted in Michigan, that you must get to the polls, because it's not. And actually, the polling firms show that it's a dead heat race between Governor Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama in Michigan.
One of the main messages we've been hearing from the Democrats, certainly from Vice President Biden, is Barack Obama saved GM and Chrysler. Of course, Biden is in Detroit and all around the country saying Osama bin Laden is dead and GM's alive. How has this whole issue of the auto bailout been playing so far at the convention?
Well, it was key last night. We heard from UAW President Bob King. We heard from others who mentioned it. President Clinton also talked about how important the recovery of the auto industry was for the Midwestern states, including Michigan, especially Michigan. So that's going to be something that in Michigan we're going to hear a lot from the Democrats, reminding people that while we have seen some cutbacks, we could have lost both GM and Chrysler altogether, and some 1 million jobs that go with those places. So I think it's going to be a key point in the Democrats' argument in Michigan.
Although we should note, both GM and Chrysler have politely but firmly closed the door to either candidate doing photo ops and campaigning in their plants.
Yeah, they're not doing a lot of sponsorship here of campaign events or political events at either convention either. So I think they're trying to lie low, and GM's really trying to shake this whole government motors criticism that it's been getting.
Lester, help us place our state at this convention. By that, I mean the Republicans made a big, big deal out of Governor Romney's family ties in Michigan. And, of course, the Michigan delegates were given literally the best seats in the House right there in front of the podium at the RNC. Is Michigan getting any of that warm, fuzzy attention from the Democratic convention?
It's been getting a lot of attention from Democratic officials. A lot of people have been coming by talking to the Michigan delegates during their morning meeting. Michigan is not being ignored. They know that it's a key state. It's probably not the top five or six, but it's certainly a very important one. And I think as the polls have been coming in, as I mentioned earlier, the Obama campaign is a little more concerned about Michigan than it might have been.
And finally, as we look forward to President Obama's acceptance speech tonight, I want to explore with you a little bit the overall enthusiasm for the president at the convention. Of course, 4 years ago, Democrats were so thrilled about then-Senator Barack Obama. What do you feel this year? Is there that enthusiasm gap, and is it more about we don't want to elect Mitt Romney than we do want to reelect Barack Obama?
It's been interesting. Throughout the convention this week, it has been building. Everybody was kind of thought that First Lady Michelle Obama's speech was sweet and inspiring. They got fired up last night after hearing President Clinton, and I suspect that today it's going to be quite an exciting time for the delegates who are gathered. They are ready to campaign for this president, I believe. At least that's what they're saying. And I think you can see it in the way they're behaving at the convention as well.
Lester Graham covering the Democratic National Convention in North Carolina for Michigan Radio. Thanks very much.
Thank you.